This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Today is going to be a phenomenal day. If you find that it's not turning out to be a phenomenal day, choose gratitude. Choose to feel the power of gratitude for the smallest pieces of privilege you have in your life, for the lashes of your eyelids, for the heartbeat in your chest, for the smell of a rose, for the smell of your morning coffee. Feel gratitude for the clean water that quenches your thirst, for the food in your fridge, for the roof over your head, and before you sleep in your bed. Feel gratitude. When we feel grateful and it's deep, we keep all our sorrows and stresses at bay. And in this way, we make a phenomenal stay out of each and every single day. Did you catch that poem I wrote for you there? Look, we're always talking about how powerful it is to affirm the day, to think positive, to visualize your day. But look, let's be real, baby. The day isn't always going the way you want it to. It's not always a phenomenal day. It's not always a successful day. We make long lists of things we want to do. We don't get half of them done. If we're lucky, we get half of them done. We don't, most of the time, we don't get anything done. Maybe one, two. And then at the end of the day, we feel terrible because we've got this long list of things to do. We feel overwhelmed. We feel stressed out. Maybe somebody says something to us and it makes us feel bad. And then we just keep on ruminating over that over and over and over again throughout the entire day. We let so many things ruin our days. We start off saying, hey, it's going to be a phenomenal day. But then somebody cuts us off in traffic. Hey, that bastard, you know, screw that guy. And then we're just thinking about that. And we're angry and we're getting heated up on our way to work about somebody we don't even know. Unbelievable, that is. And I've been there too. I've been there too. And look, here's the beauty of gratitude. Watch this. If you wake up and you say, it's going to be a phenomenal day, and somehow, some way, you inevitably get sidetracked, you get angry, you get stressed out, you get overwhelmed, somebody pisses you off, somebody says something to you that really gets to you. Well, hey, you know how you can bring that back? You stop. And you say, look, here's what I'm grateful for. Maybe you jot it down. Maybe you think about it. Maybe you think about something that you're doing right then and there that maybe you were dreaming about doing just a few years ago or less. Maybe you're drinking a glass of water and you think, wow, how grateful I am to have this clean glass of water that I can drink, that I can quench my thirst with. Hey, maybe you're driving to work right now. Do you know how many deaf people there are in this world that can't hear, that don't have the pleasure of being able, the privilege of being able to listen to this podcast, to have a conversation like most of us do? Think about the gratitude. The true gratitude, the true privilege it is to be able to hear, the true privilege it is to be able to walk and talk and have modern technology, to be able to call somebody, text somebody, to be able to think with your brain. Gratitude, truly feeling grateful, can turn a day that you hoped to become phenomenal that ended up being terrible into phenomenal again. When you think about how grateful you are for the things that you have, the word gratitude, it's actually derived, interestingly, from the Latin word gratia, which means grace, graciousness, or gratefulness, depending on the context. And in some ways, gratitude, it encompasses all of these meanings. Gratitude is a thankful appreciation for what we receive and what we have received, right? Whether that's tangible or intangible. With gratitude, people acknowledge the goodness in their lives. We acknowledge it from small to big. And in the process, we usually recognize that the source of the goodness lies at least partially outside ourselves. As a result, gratitude also helps us connect to something larger than ourselves as individuals, right? Whether that's to other people, to nature, or to a higher power. Now, in positive psychology, in the research, gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness. It helps people feel more positive emotions. It helps us relish good experiences, improve our health, deal with adversity, and build stronger bonds and connections with other people. People feel and express gratitude in a bunch of different ways, right? They can apply it to the past, right? Thinking about positive memories and experiences and being thankful for elements of their lives, like their childhood or past blessings. Or we can express gratitude about the present moment, right? Not taking good fortune for granted as it comes for the life that you are living. And we can express gratitude about the future, right? Maintaining a hopeful and optimistic attitude, regardless of the inherent or current level of your gratitude, your own gratitude. It's a quality that people can successfully cultivate over and over and over again. It's a habit. It's something that we cultivate and work on a daily basis. Now, I'm going to share with you a little bit of research on gratitude. Now, there are two psychologists, Dr. Robert Emmons of the University of California and UC Davis, rather, and Dr. Michael McCullough of the University of Miami, right? And they've done a lot of research on gratitude. And in one study, they asked all their participants to write just a few sentences each week, focusing on particular topics, right? One group wrote about things that they were grateful for that had occurred during the week. Another group wrote about daily irritations or things that pissed them off. And the third group wrote about events that had affected them, right? With no emphasis on them being positive or negative, just this is what happened this week. Now, after 10 weeks of this experiment, the people who wrote about gratitude were more optimistic, felt better about their lives, and they were hopeful about the future. And here's another good one. Here's the rub. They also exercised more, had fewer visits to physicians than the people who focused on just the sources of aggravation, the stuff that pissed them off. Another researcher, Dr. Martin Seligman, psychologist at the University of Pennsylvania, tested the impact of different positive psychology interventions on 411 people, 411. Now, each compared with a control assignment of writing about early memories. Now, when their week's assignment was to write and personally deliver a letter of gratitude to somebody who had never been properly thanked for his or her kindness, the participants in this study by Martin Seligman immediately exhibited a huge increase in happiness scores. Now, this impact was greater than the impact from any other intervention, with benefits lasting for the rest of the month, for about a month on average, right? Just from writing a personal thank you note to somebody, telling them how grateful they are. And you can do this via text. You can write a thank you letter. You can call somebody and say thank you for something that they've done or the impact that they've had on your life, or just appreciate somebody, man. It's not going to take anything away from you. It's going to give you the pleasure of showing and expressing your gratitude for somebody else, and that makes you feel better. It doesn't take anything away from you. There's this weird stigma, especially amongst men, where we feel like, you know, if we give another dude props, then, you know, it's going to somehow, you know, lessen our credibility or lessen our own achievements. And I felt that before too. But we got to let that kind of stuff go, because that's childish. It's childish. If you admire something about somebody, or if somebody has accomplished something, why not express gratitude for it? Why not admire them and tell them that, hey man, that what you did, that's awesome. How hard you worked to achieve what you've achieved, to get to where you are, that's a beautiful thing. I really admire that. Why not do that? And it makes the other person feel great. It'll make you feel great. And those are just a couple of examples of how powerful gratitude can be, both when we're grateful for the things that we have in our own lives, and then when we express gratitude to other people for the things that they've done or the things that they've accomplished, or just the people that they are in general, right? So I'm going to end this by sharing just a few tips on how to cultivate gratitude in your own life. Okay, are you ready for this? Let's start with the first one. We just mentioned it about that study there. Write a thank you note. You can make yourself happier and nurture your relationships with other people by just writing a thank you note, expressing your enjoyment and appreciation of that person's impact on your life. Send it or deliver it by hand or read it to somebody if you can. Make a habit of sending at least one gratitude letter a month. You'll get this perpetual happiness out of it, and you'll make other people happy. Okay? Number two, if you don't have time to write or send a text message, at least thank somebody mentally. It might just help to think about someone who's done something nice for you and then mentally thank the individual. Thank you so much for the impact that you've had on my life. Thank you so much for this thing that you did for me this past week. Thank you so much for being my mother, my wife, my daughter, my friend. I do this every single day. I send mental thank yous and mental love. I send love to the people that I care about in my life every single morning on my nature walks. Okay, tip number three, keep a gratitude journal. I've written about this before. Make a habit of writing down or sharing with a loved one thoughts about the gifts that you've received from them each day. And I don't mean physical gifts, although that could be it, but I mean more so the gift of experiencing that person, the gift of having that person in your life. Keep a gratitude journal about the things that they've done for you, the things that they've said to you, the little quirky moments that maybe you've had that only you and that other person would be able to recognize. Keep a gratitude journal. Next, count your blessings, right? Pick a time every week to just sit down and write about your own blessings, the things that you're grateful for, big and small, reflecting on what went right or what you're grateful for. Sometimes it just helps to pick a number, right? Like today, I'm going to write down three things that I'm grateful for, or the five things that I was grateful for about this week. And then you just write about it. You can list it out. You can write about it in paragraph form, whatever you want, right? Just do it. And as you write, be specific and think about the sensations that you felt when something good happened to you. Next, and finally, either pray or meditate, right? And everybody's got their own thing. Everybody's got their own way of expressing their spirituality. But let me tell you something. People who are in connected to a higher power, they live longer, they're healthier, they, of course, are more grateful about the life that they live, they're happier, they live more meaningful lives. And prayer comes in many forms, religious prayer or meditation, right? Mindfulness meditation, which involves focusing on the present moment without judging it, judging the moment or yourself. Now, people often focus on a word or a phrase, right, when they meditate, like peace or om. And it's also possible to just focus on what you're grateful for the warmth of the sun that's touching your face, for the sound of the wind as it howls, for the breeze, for that tree that you're walking by, right? That's how I like to do it. But tapping into a higher power can do so much for you. It's unbelievable. And the gratitude that comes about as a result of doing that is unparalleled to anything else that I've ever experienced in my life. So those are my suggestions for you to cultivate more gratitude in your life. And if you do, as we said at the very beginning, I'll run this intro poem back to you and I'll end it with that. When you wake up in the morning and you say that today is going to be a phenomenal day, and you find that it ain't turning out to be a phenomenal day, choose gratitude. Choose to feel the power of gratitude and feel it for the smallest pieces of privilege you have in your life. Feel it for the lashes of your eyelids. Feel it for the heartbeat in your chest. Feel it for the smell of a rose. Feel gratitude for the clean water that quenches your thirst, for the food in your fridge, for the roof over your head. And feel gratitude before you go to bed at night. When we feel grateful and it's deep, we keep all our sorrows and stresses at bay. And in this way, we make a phenomenal stay out of each and every day. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.